at stake, her womanhood. She is not about to be beat by some weirdo, hush-quiet delinquent who used to be her friend. Ms. Connors tells me to hit the ball. I slam into the ball, sending it right to Nicole's mouth, grinning behind her custom purple mouth guard. She twists out of the way. Ms. Connors, fault. Giggles from the class. A foot fault. Wrong foot forward, toe over the line. I get a second chance. Another civilized aspect of tennis. I bounce the yellow ball, 1, 2, 3. Up in the air like releasing a bird or an apple, then arcing my arm, rotate shoulder, bring down the power and the anger, and don't forget to aim. My racket takes on a life of its own, a bolt of energy. It crashes down on the ball, bulleting it over the net. The ball explodes on the court, leaving a crater before Nicole can blink. It blows past her and hits the fence so hard it rattles. No one laughs. No fault. I score a point. Nicole wins eventually, but not by much. Everybody else whines about their blisters. I have calluses on my hands from yard work. I'm tough enough to play and strong enough to win. Maybe I can get Dad to practice with me a few times. It would be the only glory of a really sucky year if I could beat someone at something.
Here's another positive sign. Melinda actually cares enough to want to win this match. Also, I think it's healthy that she realizes that she's really, really angry and then channels all that rage into the tennis game. Let's go on to yearbooks on page 171.